Jesus, let your kingdom come here. Let your will be done here in us. Jesus, there is no one greater. You alone are Savior. Show the world your love.
Welcome, everybody. It is a very good thing that we're all here back together once again on this first day of the week. It gives us an opportunity to worship together in spirit and in truth and to sing songs of praise to God and to celebrate the leadership that we find in our Savior, Jesus Christ, our Messiah. It's kind of interesting a little bit. This morning before I came to church, there were different pitchers from Plattsburgh. They had plowed the parking lot of snow so that they could have worship this morning. And this afternoon, I was seeing they're looking to get around a sledding party next Saturday. So that's the kind of fun that we have up north. And so I guess we're not doing too much sledding down here this season, but that's what's happening up there. Yeah. It's coming still? Okay. See, I thought this was done. I thought we went straight from late fall to early spring, and we just kind of missed. Okay. All right, we missed winter altogether. Well, it is certainly good to welcome everybody, especially those who are joining us online. This is going to be a different format than usual, as we are having a singing emphasis program on our fifth Sunday, talking about Jesus's leadership. And so we are going to be having a lot more singing, a lot less preaching is what I've been told from this morning. Amen. Wow. I don't know. I guess I'm loved. And we're going to have some really good songs and some good song leading. We'll, of course, have the lyrics up on the screen. If you're joining us at home, just go ahead and sing right at home, worship with us in that way. We'll be glad to have you doing that. At this time, I'd like to open up our service with a prayer, if you would bow with me. Almighty Father, we thank you, so thankful that you are a God who loves us. We know, Lord, that you give us all things. You are watching out over us and protecting us, providing for us, giving us everything that we need as a good leader. You, as your son, Jesus, is leading the flock by his voice, and those who follow him know his voice and wouldn't follow any other voice that's out there. We're thankful, Lord, that you have given us your word, that we could study that and know you better. We are also very thankful that you've given us music, that you've given us the ability to sing songs of praise and glory and honor, to lift your name high and to give you everything that is due to you, for all that glory is due you, Lord. And we could spend our entire lives doing nothing but singing, and yet we would not get the work done that you've set before us if we did that. But we look forward to a time, Lord, when we can be with you one day in heaven, and maybe that fellowship with you, that time that we could spend there, perhaps we can sing some songs and know you better face to face instead of this earthly existence that we're in. We're so thankful for the world that you have given us. We're thankful for the ways in which you have put our hand to the work that you set before us. And we ask, Lord, for your encouragement and your strength to be able to do the work that is ahead of us each and every day. Help us, Lord, to recognize not just the things that we need for ourselves, but also the things that our neighbors, our friends, our co-workers, our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ need so desperately, that we might be able to reach out with the gospel message, with earthly things here to ease and bring comfort. And we ask, Lord, that you would give all these things in the Son, in your Son's name. It's through him we pray. Amen.
I'll be reading from Matthew 10, 34 through 39. Do not think that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I have not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a person's enemies will be those of his own household. Whoever loves his father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it.
I got to hand it to these guys. They do these songs, and I assign them ahead of time, and they don't really have an opportunity, I think, to challenge me on any of them, but they've stood up today and led them, and it's been good. This evening, I want to introduce you to a project that's entitled Timeless Ancient Psalms for the Church Today. We'll begin with a brief video about the Timeless Project.
My name is Mark Shipp. I am the general editor of Timeless Ancient Psalms for the Church Today. Many people have asked me over the years, why should we sing or pray or meditate upon the Psalms? Aren't they a part of an old, out-of-date institution or dispensation? And I respond to them, well, it's important to sing or meditate upon or read the Psalms, because number one, we're commanded to do so in the New Testament, but also because it is the hymn book of the Second Temple and of Jesus and of the early church, and it's also the seedbed and the fountainhead from which worship springs. It teaches us the vocabulary of praise, lament, and thanksgiving. Timeless grew out of a project at the Brentwood Oaks Church of Christ between 2003 and 2005 to evaluate Psalter hymnals, or hymnals of psalms, for their use at the Brentwood Oaks Church of Christ. We learned early on that there was a disconnect between many of the lyrics or the music and the ability to feed congregations of churches today. And so the actual Timeless Project began in 2005 in a faculty apartment in St. Petersburg, Russia, where I began translating hymns of the Russian composer Konstantin Zhigulin from the Psalms, and also did some of my own composing. Early on, I realized that I would not live long enough to bring that entire project of 150 Psalms to fruition, so I began inviting many others to join me in the process of composing and editing for the Timeless Psalter Commentary. By the year 2008, we had many dozens of lyric and music composers involved with the project. Also, we involved many dozens of commentators and translators of the Psalms to form a brand new Psalter commentary, that is, a hymn book of Psalms, and also a new translation, a new commentary of the Psalms to be bound in one volume. To date, we have more than 110 contributors to the Timeless Project. They are editors, evaluators of hymns, lyricists, composers, translators, and commentators. The project is international and ecumenical in scope, while remaining firmly embedded within Churches of Christ. So far, as of 2018, we have published two bound volumes of Timeless Psalter Commentaries, with a third and final volume to be forthcoming in about a year. In addition to the bound volumes, we also have available several recorded CDs of Timeless music, with more forthcoming. Timeless is a project that began for the benefit of the church and for the glory of God. It is our hope and our prayer that many churches and individuals will be inspired, will learn the vocabulary of praise, lament, and thanksgiving from the ancient Psalms for the church today and continue to give glory to God.
So that's a little background of the project. And as was indicated in the video, basically the Psalms are written to be sung. We're commanded, especially in the New Testament, in Ephesians 5:19, addressing one another in psalms and hymns, and singing and making melody to the Lord with your heart. Also in Colossians 16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. Now the Psalms have been made into, as the gentleman indicated in the video, the Psalms have been made into hymns over the years. And what they do is they just take the Psalms as they're written, and some composer comes up with a melody to sing them to. This has resulted in some not so easy to listen to hymns. Some, on the other hand, have been very popular. For instance, The Lord's My Shepherd, that's the song in our book, is from the 23rd Psalm, and it does that psalm very well. But Timeless takes a different approach. It takes the context of the psalm, preserves it while creating a different set of lyrics and music to help describe what the psalmist is sharing with us. An example of this is what I want to examine tonight is Psalm 84, and this corresponding Timeless Psalter work is entitled My God and King. On the back of your handout, your purple handout, there's both of these together, and you can see that the psalm is there, and also the lyrics to the song My God and King, which we'll look at and sing a little while from here. Let me first listen as I read from Psalm 84. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts. My soul longs, yes, faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and flesh sing for joy to the living God. Even the sparrow finds a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, at your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are those who dwell in your house, ever singing your praise, Selah. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, in whose heart are the highways to Zion. As they go through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. The early rain also covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength. Each one appears before God in Zion. For a day in your courts is better than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly, O Lord of hosts. Let me share with you this first video of My God and King, which is sung by an a cappella group, Vocal Tapestry. This group is heard on all of the CDs that the gentleman referenced. And this video is kind of a visual backdrop to Psalm 84. And again, if you want to follow along, the lyrics to the song My God and King are here on the back of your page.
My God and King, how beautiful are your dwelling places, O Lord.
That song, and I think that we'll sing it. We have it on the paperless hymnal. I'll try to lead it when I have an opportunity to. So the mission of Timeless Ancient Psalms for the Church today is to encourage the practice of reading, studying, and singing the Psalms through fresh musical compositions, new translations and commentaries, seminars, and multimedia resources. That's kind of an introduction to it tonight. It's been nearly 20 years since it was developed. Mark Mason, probably 15 years ago, made me aware of it and passed some information along to me about it. It's kind of been on my bookshelf since then, but I think that it's something that we need to develop in the future. To look at some more of the Psalms and the corresponding hymns that go along with them. So tonight, as we near the end of our program, it's customary to extend an invitation to those who have a need of prayers or to be immersed in baptism. Please come as we sing a song of invitation.
Tonight I'll be reading from 1 John chapter 4, verses 13 through 18. By this we know that we abide in him, and he in us, because he has given us his Spirit. And we have seen and testify that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him, and he in God. So we have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. By this is love perfected with us, so that we may have confidence for the day of judgment, because as he is, so also are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not been perfected in love.
Jesus.